Well, glory to God. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with our other TMC family members, we say welcome to the Master's Call. On this, Lord, we love you more than anything Monday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, O God, for being the awesome God that you are. We glorify you, Father, because you are the Master. You are our King of Kings. You are our everlasting Father. You are our Prince of Peace. You are the great I Am. And, Father, we thank you that you have brought forth this new day, this day that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will lift your name on high. We will, Father God, honor you in all our ways. And so we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you, Father, for keeping us in perfect peace. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for each person that have dialed in this morning and those that will dial in later to get a rich word from you. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that you have on your speaker this morning, that your words will flow through this person, O God, and that we will be blessed, O God. We thank you, Father, that we will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. We thank you, O God, that you are dwelling on the inside of us, O God. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you that you will continue to bless your people, and we give your name glory. We give your name praise. We thank you for Artist Life and its entirety and all the events that took place over the weekend. We thank you for blessing Papa Diaz de Leon, Father, as he traveled to and from different destinations. We glorify you, Father, for being everything that we need in this season, in this time. And, Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing your people, for keeping us all in perfect peace. We thank you for your love. And, Lord, we say we will love you more than anything this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for opening us up in prayer and for giving us that task. Lord, I love you more than anything. And for those of you who joined us during praise and worship, thank you so much. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am currently in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, for God is truly amazing. And yes, we love him more than anything. And so we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on behalf of our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for joining us, and I thank God for their yes, because it allows for us to gather here as our lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we are pressing and persevering into the promises ahead of us in year 9. And so we thank you guys for joining us each and every single Monday through Friday in this telecommunication sanctuary. We do have a website for our call. We ask that you would go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. Our website is accessible 24 hours, 7 days a week. And not only will we ask that you go there and look for yourself, but that you will share our website with someone else. Also, on Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. But there may be something that's going on with you during the course of the week, and maybe you need us to be in agreement with you and to pray for you. Well, we invite you to send us an email to info, I-N-F-O, info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you immediately after you send that email. I want to let you know the vehicle and the tool that brought us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company started over 30 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and that is before it was Artist International, and currently it is known as Artist Life. And an appointment with Artist Life will change your life, but only if you let it. So if you have no idea what Artist Life is about and you want to know more information about it, then please get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will be more than glad to share with you how an appointment with artists will change your life. Immediately following this call, each and every single day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And today, our speaker will be one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so I invite you to join us there. That number is 712-770-4005. You want to use the access code 294-617-pound, and that's immediately following this call. Well, I hope you are ready to receive what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning is one of our co-founders as well, here on the Master's Call. We call her Dr. Super Fantastic. I'm not sure what state she is in this morning, but we love her because she is a woman who is on the move for God and for his kingdom. And so she, like I said, we call her Dr. Super Fantastic. We just recently saw her in Las Vegas, had the opportunity to love on her and to just to share the joy of Jesus with her. We are continuing to pray for her as her beloved husband has gone on home to be with the Lord, and Brother Lester Patton. And so we continue to lift her up and pray that the love, the comfort, the peace of God will continue to saturate her as she goes through this next chapter of her life. And so we are so excited and delighted to have her on the line this morning. And we say, Dr. PK, do you have a word from the Lord? And if you do, can I hear your voice this morning here on the Master's Call?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear my voice?
I hear your voice loud and clear. Woman of God, take it away. The platform is yours.
To God be the glory for the great things He has done, is doing, and will do in my life. Why? Because I belong to Him. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you, my dear Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. I'm so excited about what I see God doing in your life right now. And I want you to know that I'm looking at you now, but I see you in the future, and you look so much better there than you do now. You're enjoying yourself now, but the future looks very blissful to me for you. I thank God also for the praise and worship this morning. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, glory to God. I thank God that you set the atmosphere. Thank you, our dear prayer general, my Mississippi Queen. I love and thank God for you. And when you call, there's nothing I can do but say, yes, what can I do to assist in any way I can? I will do just that. I thank you for praying for me, loving up on me, and truly supporting me during this tough time in my life. What can I say about each and every one of you? You've been just so kind, the TMC family, and this family is being held together and has been down through the years since the very inception. God has used the glue of joy through this woman of God to hold things together. So we applaud our own, my sister and the co-founder of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thank God for you. I know that you must be worn in your body, especially having to carry so much with my being absent and everything. But I thank God that you are here to do that and that you have done that well. And you just keep on showing yourself and showing out. I thank God for all of you today. This is the first time I've been on the call that I don't look over and say thank God for my loving husband over since we have been together. And for those of you who are on and don't know, and I don't think there's anybody on that don't know, that on 14 April, they've had a car accident on his way to church, and on the 18th of April at 3:37 p.m., he was pronounced dead at Mission Hospital here in Asheville. And today is the 6th of May. So I laid to rest last week, the love of my life. But you know, life goes on. And the life that I live today, I live because of God. And I know that. Were I here, I would have been in the vehicle, sitting on the side that he hit the pole. And I would have been told that I would have died instantly from the impact. But as I stated before, God is God, and God knows all things. My question this morning is one. I know that he and I have been teaching on prayer and fasting, and we are going to continue. Right now, we are supposed to be in our quarterly 10-day fast, yes, coming up on the ending of it in a couple of days. But, well, life comes and life shifts things, and there's been a shifting. And so we did not start the fast. We will start the fast, I promise you. Just give me a minute to get that together again, and we're going to get going again. I promise you we will. It is absolutely necessary that we do so. But this morning, I want to address Dr. C.C. Armstrong, who was my homiletics instructor at ITC, would say to us, preach from your hot button. And your hot button is an issue, a concern that you have with God. And hopefully, you know, when your proposition is stated, that you will have a sermon that will bless somebody. For where there is no proposition, there is no sermon. And so my subject this morning is, why, Lord, why? Why? Why, Lord, why? My scripture is going to be coming from Genesis, the 50th chapter, beginning with the 10th verse and the 20th verse. Why, Lord, why? I know that this question may have come up in your life. Here I am, and I'm reading in, you know, my favorite book is the translation is the Contemporary. Arriving at the Atar threshing floor just across the Jordan River. And every time I see Jordan River, you all haven't been to Israel. I want you to know that it's not really a deep, wide river. It is a little river. They stopped for a period of mourning. Stopped. Period. Mourning. Letting their grief out in a loud and lengthy lament. For 7 days, Joseph engaged in these funeral rituals for his father. And down at the 19th verse, Joseph replied, "Don't be afraid. Do I act for God? Don't you see? You planned evil against me. But God used those same plans for my good. As you see all around you right now, there is life for many people. Easy now. You have nothing to fear. I'll take care of you and your children. He reassured them, speaking with them heart to heart. And I have another scripture over in the New Testament, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to that today. And I was saying, God, I don't know if I want to do a series on this. I'm wanting to get this out and get it over with. How many of us tell God what we want to do? And he looks at us and kind of laughs and says, yeah, right. But I'm going to start it today with asking you the question. Are there times in your life, or have there been times in your life when you wanted to ask God, why? What in the world? Why did this happen to me? Those of you who know me know that in July 2011, Elisha David Roberts, my first husband, died. I want you to know that God has blessed me with two wonderful, loving, kind men who took good care of me, took good care of the children, and knew how to do business. And each time I've had so many people to tell me, don't question God. God is God Almighty. Don't question him. This time, as we were in the fellowship hall in the at the repast, one of Babe's tall, intelligent, handsome cousins from Houston walks up to me and says, and his purpose was to console me, I know, Minnie says that Lester and I look like twins. What do you think? This is my first time meeting this man. I looked at him and said, yep, you do kind of favor him. You all got the same head, complexion, and eyes. Yep, you do kind of favor my babe. He then said in a very soft voice, I don't want you to question God about this because God knows what he's doing. Before I could hold myself or keep myself, I stood up. And yes, he was tall, just like Babe, and I had to look up. And I asked him, if I cannot question God, who can I question? The all-knowing God, the omnipotent God. If I can't question the all-powerful God, who can I question? I didn't mean for it to come off as if I was attacking him, but I'm sure he felt attacked. But the question is still, why God? Why my babe? Why? Why at this time? June 7 will be 2 years we will have been married. We're still on our honeymoon. Why God? Why? Why so much pain here? Why? Okay, this is your time. Minister Tiffany, I'm going to need you to come and sing me a song right now. Give me a minute. Let me get it together so I can go into my 2 points for this morning. If you could come. Why, God?
Dr. P, can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
God be the glory. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always. For there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away.
And if your heart is broken, just lift your hand and say, Lord, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand no matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands. With Jesus, I can take it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, and thank you. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. You are an awesome woman and minister of God. I know I can make it. My life is in your hand, Lord Jesus. The question, why do bad things happen to good people? It was a book that I read, and I don't know how many of you have read this book. A rabbi wrote it. I'm just trying to think of his name. Harold Krishner, Krushner. He wrote this book. And in seminary, as I was going through my CPE training, clinical pastoral education, I had to read that book because at Grady Hospital, so many bad things were happening to good people. And I was asking the question, God, why even back then? But I was asking it with fear in my heart because I've been taught, don't question God. Have any of you been taught that? Don't question God. Well, I figured like this. If I was going to ask Pastor D, why do you think this happened? Pastor D ain't God. She could give me what she thinks based on what she has studied and her experiences in life, but she doesn't know. Many came to me asking me that question. Why is it that my baby, whom I carried for 9 months, was born stillborn, is a stillborn birth? Why? Why is it that my child is born and unable to walk or talk from what the doctors say will happen to them, malfunction? Why is it that my husband, whom I've loved dearly and who's taken care of me so well, died prematurely as I perceive it? Why is that? Why? Tell me why, Chaplain. Tell me why. I never could give a good answer for that why question. Never could give a good answer to that why question. But I would always come back to, you alone, God, you are holy. You are marvelous. You are just. You are all-knowing. You are all-powerful. And I just trust you. I just trust you. And I know that everything that is happening to me will be for my good. I can't see it now, but I know that it is for my good. It doesn't feel good now. If I could, God, I would ask you for a life without any pain, a life where there is no death, a life where there is no sorrow, a life where there is no handicapped children, where there is no debt where I can live with a perfect temperature. I don't have to worry about being too hot or too cold. Hallelujah. But life is not like that. As we are reading our story this morning about Joseph, who was thrown in the pit by his brothers, who went to prison and worked as a slave, who came out of prison, and then the king's wife attempted to rape him, and he was put back. I mean, he just went through so much. And as I looked and read that story again, life is just that way. We must look at Genesis 50 and 20. It appears just to look like that sometimes grief grips us so tight. Grief comes and it shakes us. Grief comes and it puts us in a foreign place, a place where we don't want to be. But I thank God today that I know without a shadow of a doubt, Satan, you intended to harm me with this thing. But I know God is going to make it good. So what is the real question? Not the why question anymore for me, as I have studied this. Why do good, bad things happen to me? Because I know I'm a good person. I work hard at being good, doing the right thing. Oh, good God, I've run out of time. Oh, Lord. But the number one question now for me is, what is the purpose of my life now? What am I to do right now in preparation for what God would like to take me for the future? What? Why am I here? Why was my life preserved? Why did I get up this morning? Why do I still breathe air on this side of the dirt? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Lord, I'm going to have to put a peg here. Can't go any further because I got three or four more. I didn't know it was going to take me that long to do the introduction. But you all, listen, it's okay to ask God why. Because if you ask him why, he'll come back with you with the what. And life goes on. So with that being said, I'm going to have to come back next Monday. And really, I laid the foundation. Now I got to build the business, build the building on this. Why, Lord, why? Why, Lord, why? If you got to come and close this thing out. You won't have it 2 minutes, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, Lord, I can. Lord, have mercy. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
It's okay. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, on why, Lord, why. Let us go pray over our prayer request, and I'll be calling you back in a moment to give us our benediction for the day. Father, we just thank you and we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for this Monday, May the 6th. Of 2019, God, a new day that we will rejoice and be glad in. Maybe sometimes, God, we ask you why, but God, we know that you know the plans that are best for us. So we trust you, we believe you, we surrender to you, and we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on this Monday morning. Well, we love you more than anything, and these things we decree and declare, and we ask that you would just fill Dr. PK up until she overflows. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you would like to go back to the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 2946. No, that's not it. The replay, 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-pound. Remember, Dr. Vanessa will be speaking on the new morning motivational call that is immediately following this call. That dial-in number is 712-432. 4009, and you want to use the access code 294617 pound. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us and for tagging our day. Lord, we love you more than anything. Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patchen, thank you so much for that part one of many messages to come on why, Lord, why. May God continue to bless you and elevate you and each and every single one of you. Please join us at this divine and appointed hour on the line on tomorrow. God bless you all. It has been an awesome and amazing Monday to serve each one of you in excellence. Go out there and make your days great. Dr. PK, take it away.
An old Roman proverb says, when the pilot does not know for what port he is headed, no wind is the right wind, but if you know where you're going and you can catch the wind in yourselves, then not even the storms can deter you. Go out, my friend, and live a super fantastic day under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Bye-bye. God bless.